relax, son. I hear some bass vibrating. I think you have some minority somewhere.
Really? I can't hear anything. Hold on.
It stopped already.
I heard it. I can't hear anything. It's the cars, though. You can hear all the cars coming through here. Somebody here has a Porsche, like a legit Porsche, and they're just like, vroom, and I'm like, wow, what do? You do not fit in the neighborhood.
Hey, man, maybe they're like the guy who vests in socks. That's what me and my buddy are doing. We're on Zoom, and he's like, hey, man, you know what we should do? I was like, what? Because we're texting, what? Because we're looking at the camera, but also, you know, you can be doing whatever.
For work? Like, at work you're doing this?
Well, we're on Zoom. He's at home, and I'm at home, so, you know. But while we're on there, because, you know, you're just looking at the camera, and you can be, like, doing it. You can be jacking off on the table, whatever. You can be doing whatever you're into.
He's like, look at me.
He's like, give me a strong eye. Oh. Give me the people's eye, or, you know, whatever you're into.
Some people try too hard.
Dude, that hoe has issues.
Yeah.
Like, not issues that are attractive. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, man, she got daddy issues. Oh, man, she has that, like, she might stab me in the middle of the night. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm into that.
Like, she's the type that was.
She just has, like, she's doing cocaine issues.
She looks to me like the type of person that has the type of issues where, like, If she thinks that you sent a DM to a chick, just thinks you did, like she's sliding your scrotum across that line that seams it up.
Yeah, man, it's too much. It's too many. It's too many issues. Like Black Mystery Girl's mom was telling me, I guess her neighbor across the street, right, and Black Mystery Girl was also telling me too, the lady across the street has X amount of kids, maybe.
A good solid number, like two or like a dozen?
No, like a dozen.
Oh.
Like a puppy, like a dozen.
Like her own?
Sure.
Or okay. Are they adopted?
No, they're hers.
Because that
hers.
Means she's no, six of them?
All right, let me emphasize the story. Nobody in this story believes in pulling out. They don't even know what that is. They don't know what a condom is. Not like I believe in not pulling out. Like I know I should use other protection. I just don't do it. These people just never heard of it.
Okay.
All right. So she's like, I'm not moving.
Emma's like, what are you guys doing? Why are you guys just sitting here talking? You want to say something, Emma? Here.
So no. I've seen a porn like this before.
She's like, why is that smike mill bad?
And so she's, I guess she met this new dude. And he also has like four kids. So now there's like just eight kids roaming around here. But anyways, long part of the story. I'm going to cut it down. She has some issues besides all the kids. Because I guess he's like, oh, I got to go drop the kids off at the baby mama's house. Because, you know, that's what you do. She was like, well, can I go with you? He was like, nope. And she was like, oh, I'm so offended. I can't believe you told me no. I'm going to put all your shit in a box. Here it is. And she did that. And he had to sleep in his car.
But you know, in that dude's defense, you know, he did that because she was going to go crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, she's going to see that chick and she's going to give her that the thing that women do. That all women never want to admit they do, by the way. Like, a girl walks in and when she feels threatened by some other girl's looks or style or whatever, they come in and they do this thing where they're like, You know what look comes with that sound? It's like, It's like a judgy, lips are pierced together. They're looking kind of down and then they look down and up while not moving their head. You know what I'm saying? It's that look. Women do that. They get all judgy. They're like, Well, is this the one you were... give me for me, huh? Is that what you were into before you got into all this class?
Yeah, dog. That's what they all do. That's what they all do. Which Black Master Girl is just giving me shit because I didn't notice, but I do follow like all my exes on Facebook.
Red flag, dog.
I never on Facebook.
Red flag.
But the last one I met before,
rolling their eyes right now.
No, but the last one I met before her, like they really want everybody to be in their business. So they're those people who are like, oh, I'm doing this, and like they like have the notification that goes off like every second every time they post something, and so that keeps like popping up all the time. And I'm like, and so she grabbed my phone for whatever reason and was like, oh, you know what this all doing, huh? And I'm like, no, I always move those things across, like swipe those things across, because like, I don't care what this all is doing.
Like, what is also, what is your logic behind following all the exes?
Because I'm never on Facebook. And then at the time, I had followed them. And then I'm just never on Facebook. And now I'm barely on there as it is.
I mean, you are never on Facebook. I sent you one thing once, and I don't think you ever replied to it.
No, I think you sent me one thing maybe 3 weeks ago. And then it was like, oh, you got to use Messenger for this. And I was like, I don't think it's going to be worth it. It better be real funny. And then I was like, it's probably not that funny. He'll tell me when he sees me. He'll have to show me because I'm not going to do it.
What was it? I don't even remember anymore.
Yeah, because I was like, it's too much work. And just, so it was like, so I never noticed that. I was like,
yeah, true. I think it was at Trunks, the Samurai Trunks.
Yeah.
I sent you already. But yeah, it's, dude, the only reason I use Facebook for now is selling and buying Z parts. That's it.
It's the only thing. And, but yeah, man. So I was like, dang, that's a lot of hoes on there. She was giving me shit too. She's like, oh, that hoe look, or that baby looks like you. That's your baby. That's not my baby. First thing, it's white. She's like, it's bald headed just like you. It's like, it's a baby.
Is that how she talks to you?
Yeah.
It's bald headed just like you.
It's like, I was like, that's how babies are. They're bald headed. Like, why? How else are they supposed to be? I don't know. Like, what kind of baby comes out?
She wants to have like a mullet.
Yeah, she wants to have stylized hair. Like it's a me.
Wants to have that that rooster hair.
Yeah, like
out, straight out the gate.
Yeah, like it's a me. You know, when you're making a me on Wii Bowling, you can make the different hairstyles.
Oh, that's right.
You just make it come out like that.
Like, dude, was the Wii the most successful system they've had since?
Like the Super Nintendo? Yeah. Yeah.
Because what do you have? The Switch. Has the Switch been as popular?
It's pretty popular.
More than the Wii?
I mean, it's sold out everywhere.
But that's because we're in Ronaville. Everybody's looking to get into video games right now.
Like, even before that, it was kind of sold out.
Really?
Like, it was sold out in December.
Hmm. Would you, by speaking while we're on video games, what do you think about the PS5?
Everybody's giving a shit about how it looks. I think I like how it looks.
I like the way it looks. I think the non-digital or the digital exclusive one, the one that's only for digital games.
Well, Max kept saying he's like, it has the ass. He's like, I'm going with ass. So me and Rachel are like, she's like, all right, you get the one with the butt and I'll get the one without the butt.
Why are you guys going to buy two of them?
Because we have money now. We can do it. She's like, all right, so I'm going to get the one with the butt. She's like, you get the one without the butt.
The butt's the one with the disc drive, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, I'm going to get the one with the butt so I can play my games while you're still over there downloading your 5,000 megabit game. And I was like, yeah, when you're downloading games on there, it's going to take 3 days.
Well, my thing is, if you're downloading a game on there, like how much storage space are you adding to the digital only one to be able to justify that? Because if you're doing, I don't download games, but every time you buy a game now, it wants you to download updates.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hardly ever play Call of Duty, but every time I try to play, it's like, oh no, I can't play because I have 3 gigs of downloads that mm-hmm. I have to do now. And so that in itself fills up your Xbox right away.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are they going to do with the digital only, which means you have to download the full game onto it, which means it's got to have terabytes of data, right?
I just showed you that... when I was downloading that game, it's for the PS4. It's an old game. It's a 2017 game. So, you know, and it took 12 hours.
Dude, what kind of shit internet do you have?
It's not good, man. It's not good.
Wow.
So, before it said it was going to take
24. Can you even watch Netflix? You have better internet on your phone.
We have like 12 megs.
I don't know what I have, to be honest with you, but that's crazy.
Like, it does what it needs to do.
I just wonder how they're going to justify that. Unless they figure out a way where you buy the game and most of it is on a cloud somewhere and you just save a certain amount of it to your hard drive. I don't know. That to me is crazy.
But uh, I wasn't, I wasn't like super impressed. I was also kind of hoping for a price. So I was like, oh, they'll say the price at the end when they show the whole thing. And it was like, here it is. And that's I was it. Like, oh, you can give me a date or a price? Or
yeah, I think there, I like, oh. somewhere there was a supposed leak.
Yeah.
For a European price, where it was like 500 euros for the CD version and 350 for the other one or something. Yeah,
Rich was saying that they leaked on Amazon too or something.
Yeah, that's the one.
It was right around there too. And I was like, oh.
I mean, you got to expect to pay $500.
Yeah.
You have to expect
that. I was thinking it was going to be 700.
No, so I would not pay that much.
I wasn't going to pay that much. I was like, I'm doing like 5, 6 maybe.
Unless something comes out that I need to play, like, I'm not buying.
Well, that was the thing. It was they didn't have like the big game. I was like, oh yeah.
There's no games that I wanted.
I was like, oh cool, a new Spider-Man one. And then after that, I was like, oh awesome, Ratchet and Clank. Now, if they would have had Ape Escape Remastered, I'd been like,
Ape Escape Remastered would be hype.
So do I start standing in line now, or like where do I go?
Ape Escape and bring me back.
Do you want my first child? Like, what do you want? What do you need from me? But, like, there wasn't no big game that I was like, oh, okay.
They would need to revamp some classics that I really liked for me to get the new one.
For a second there, I thought it was going to be Jet Moto when they had that, like, car one.
Mm. That was Mazda, like or the Gran Turismo.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh. And then, but there was, like, nothing big.
It's all very, nothing like, big. Casual. Nothing big.
I mean, there's that like Dark Souls one, but that's like a very hardcore gamer thing.
Dude, that's like Neo. It's like I like Neo, but if Neo was not Neo, like okay, Neo is essentially kind of like a Dark Souls.
But it's samurai stuff.
But that's why I'm there.
Yeah, that's it.
That's if why you're I'm not there, into that. Samurai shit and fighting demons and shit. Mm. If it was knights and devils or something, I don't care. I don't care. So far, nothing's bringing me to it. And as I get older, dude, it's hard to invest hours and hours into games. I have yet to beat Neo 2. Mm-hmm. My fingers busted up. But I have yet to play Neo 2. I have yet to beat it. So the thing I'm gravitating more towards now is games that I could just pick up and go. Like I wouldn't mind, if Nintendo wasn't such a Nazi with the way they do things, I wouldn't mind picking up a Switch and getting Mario Maker and then just playing levels that people make. Because that's pretty cool.
They do that crazy stuff where it's like they have nothing but like those big
it's crazy.
Things it's, going through there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Some of the levels that those people come up with are crazy. But my whole thing is like it'd be nice for me to just pick up a game and just play a level or two and then just be done. Versus like Neo. Dude, you got people that have invested hundreds of hours into that game.
That's why I was just downloading because I needed something to play while I'm doing Zoom. So I was like, oh, I'm going to play... Because I watch people talk about wrestling, and they're like, oh, use our promo code, and you'll get, like, some random stuff. And it's at, what is it? It's called, like, The Raid or whatever, where you're, like...
Shadow Legends.
Shadow Legends. Yeah,
that's a big one right now.
So I was like, I'll try it out, whatever. And it's fine. Like, it does what it needs to do.
There's one that was really popular. I think those dudes that do those really funny, dark cartoons, they do ads for them all the time.
Yeah, like it's fine. It has some customizables. Like it's like you know, generic Dungeons and Dragons. Like it.
Mm. I can't get into mobile games.
And so I was like, I have it on my laptop because I need to be able to do it on my laptop.
Oh,
people can't see. So I'm like, yeah, it does its job. Like it lets me soak up time, but like you said, it's very grab and go. Like I don't need to get serious with it.
Yeah,
it's not Dungeons and Dragons. I don't need to be a level 90. To come age or whatever, I don't know, whatever the things are.
Yeah, I don't know how you would get into it. Like there's nothing that draws me to the new PS5. It'd have to be something I really really want. And honestly, dude, if I can wait, I might wait till the PS5 Slim comes out to see what that looks like.
It's pretty big, man. It looks like your shutters right here. It's
gonna be big, dude. And like, don't get me wrong, the PS4 Slim kind of sucks. I didn't like it. I like the original better.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we'll see what the PS5 Slim's going to look like.
Oh, you know what I bought off, I was going to buy off eBay, but I ended up getting them off of Wish.
Oh, man, crazy. How you tired, dog? How you tired?
Ugh, work it up.
You know, so my cold brew, I've been not taking coffee for a while, so I got a stack of storage. Can't be taking that with my Oxy, dog. I'm on that Oxy.
You're like, let me drive everywhere. I can drive to Nebraska.
I got this right now. I don't understand. We'll talk about my surgery later. Continue.
No, I bought the little, I was going to get them from eBay, but I didn't want to pay that much. So I got them from Wish.
What were they?
Some other stuff. They're the little feet for the PlayStation.
Like, oh, so it lifts it up?
Yeah, so it lifts it up.
There's a lot of people that have a 3D version of that. You can just buy the buy the digital download, and then you can just have a 3D company that prints them for you. I don't know how cheap they were on Wish. Probably very cheap, right? Like 2 cents?
Yeah, they're like
free, $2. Just pay shipping?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So, and then also on Wish, I told my dad, I got him one. You see that little ball that you put on your head, this little headband, and it has a little ball, and you punch it.
Oh, yeah, for striking practice.
Yeah, I got one of those. I got one for my dad.
That's hilarious.
Because I was like, I can't just sit here all day doing Zoom. Like, when we do breaks, I need something to get the blood moving.
You get to put a little punching bag in your room, dude. Put a little
just like I was telling you, when I was on Zoom, completely not paying any attention to what these mutants were saying, I was looking around. I was just like, yeah, a lot of shit in this room.
You got a lot of stuff, dude. You got a lot of pops. And luckily, your pops are out of the way. Like they're up on the top, like a few inches off of the top, right? But their top roof line. But, dude, the other day, Ralph Boesky sent me a video because it was the unboxing of the thing I made for them or whatever. And, dude.
He has a lot.
His wife was like bringing the box over to him, and they had to move stuff out of the door entryway for her to get in. And there's like pops everywhere. Like craziness, Boesky. You need to stop. You need to stop. There's a limit. You need to stop. Your house is 35% more flammable because of all the plastic you have in there now.
He has a little bit.
It's crazy, dude.
He has a little bit, man.
It's crazy.
He has a few.
He's got quite a few.
100. You know, it's fine. It's fine.
That's why I'm like slowly not buying. Like, I haven't bought any World Collectible figures in a while. And I haven't bought a...
They look like shit. That's why. They look like I drew them.
The new ones aren't very good, to be honest.
Look like I drew the eyes on them.
That Rona's affecting everything, man. Even China's quality control.
You know, speaking of, I took last, like 3 weeks ago when I took my mutant out, I was like, went to Target and they had a World Collectible figure, but it was halfway open. Or it was like completely open. And I was
like, I opened up the rest.
No. It was the only one there. It was just right there. Because it was open. It was like half price. And I was like,
what was it?
And I was like, I'm not going to ruin the game. I want to be, it's half price. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take whatever it is. It's half price. It's fine. I'm not going to look at it. And so I'm walking around with my mutant's talking. I'm ignoring the fuck out of him because I don't like this guy. And so he's just talking about something. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Your mom. You do your mom, whatever. Yeah, sure. Okay, whatever. Yeah, go back to Nebraska. Yeah, you like corn. Okay, whatever. And I'm looking at the box, and I'm like, cool, Beerus would be awesome to have. Yeah, this Vegeta. I have another Goku. I got like 10 Gokus. It's cool. I'm looking at it. It's Gohan on there. Not the cool Gohan. It's the useless Gohan where he's like a teacher or he's like the student. Or like... yeah, he's like the teacher one where he's like just a nerd and, you know, he can't do anything. He gets tired from flying. He's just sweating from flying. And I'm like, I bet you it's Gohan. And I walk around a little bit more. I'm like, oh, fuck, it's Gohan, ain't it? That's why I left it here. I go, I can't walk out of the store if it's Gohan. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be so mad. So I open it up and I look at it. I go, motherfucker, it's Gohan.
Yeah, of course.
I just put it back where I found it. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not taking this. I don't want it. I won't go.
How much was it for? Like $7?
It was $7.
Yeah. Not for $7.
No, I was like, no.
Yeah, give that to me for three or less.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want Gohan. Shitty Gohan. What is this?
Did you see this, by the way, dude? Did you see Max's video? He was talking about this. They're gonna come out with Marvel vs. Capcom arcades. No, those little mini arcades.
I saw, but I didn't watch it.
And I guess it's like there's all 6 games in this arcade. I don't even remember there being that many Marvel vs. Capcom oriented games. But there's like Marvel vs. X-Men, I think.
And Marvel vs. X-Men, they used to have at Rolero. I used to play that all the time.
Dude, have you seen Rolero?
it's like a shoe shack now, isn't it?
Well, they all burned down except for like the entrance area.
Yeah.
And that's still there for no reason at all.
It's gotta like, remember. We gotta go by there once you once we're good to go. Once you're good to go and travel places, we gotta get a 40 and just pour it out right there.
Be like, it's yeah. out of respect, right?
Yeah. My buddy, when he was working with us, he don't work with us anymore, but so we're all screwing around because when we all worked together, we were all screwing around there. Because we had like a good 30 minutes to like, you know, prep for the day.
Yeah.
And by prep, I mean we screwed around. And
Got to.
You got to prep for your day. Some people plan their day when they go to work, right?
You just improvise.
We improvised and screwed around and just told jokes. And so our manager comes in and she's like, "What are you guys doing?" And we just grab papers and shit. We're like, you know,
looking at these
schedules,
reports.
Yeah. And I'm like, he's
the weenus. The weenus is off.
Exactly. I'm like, and he's calling parents about stuff. And he's like, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
He's like, parents love me.
Yeah, yeah. And so he's like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. Something like that. And she's like, okay. She's like, well, you know, there's a bowling tournament today. And we're like, okay, that's cool. She's like, yeah, well, you know, some of our members, they call them members. She's like, some of our members are in it. We're like, okay, yeah, that's why they come to this program. Yeah, I'm sure you should take them. So, all right, go. How does that include us? Like, what is, I don't care what they do. Take them. That's less people I got to worry about. All right, go. She's like, no, well, the person who was supposed to go called out sick. I'm like, dang, that sucks for the people who are going to a bowling tournament. I don't understand what you're doing here. We're busy. You see us with this paperwork?
The weenus. You balance the weenus. Yeah,
we got to bet. You can't have an overflowed weenus, you know? It's going to get too hard. So she's like, no, I need one of you to go. She's like, figure out it amongst yourself. I'm like, we're staring at each other. I'm like, not it. And they're like, we hate you, Ruben. I'm like,
hey, man.
I'm like, hey,
she said not it.
You should have said not it first. So they're discussing amongst themselves. I'm like, look, I'll give you guys one. I never go on these things because, you know, I hate people. I'm not a people person. But I never go on these trips. I'll go. I go, where's the bowling thing at? She's like, 67th Avenue and Thomas. I go, not it.
You're like, I grew up there. I'm not going back.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I spent all my life trying to get out. I'm not going back. She's like, we're paying. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm not going back there.
You're like, you're going to be insuring my car if it disappears.
Yeah, I'm like, and so the buddy of mine was like, yeah, I guess I'll go. He's like, I live down there. What's another day?
He's like, I guess.
Which is funny because my two buddies actually lived very close in that area. So I guess that's why we're all friends because we actually lived in that area.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you go to school with us?
No, they're a little bit older, but they actually lived. One went to Carl Hayden, and I think the other one went to one of the other Gale schools around there, too.
Carl Hayden's a drive from where we were, though.
It's a little bit, yeah. But, I mean, hey, same ghetto area. So, yeah. And then the one dude who actually went to the, ended up going to a bowling tournament, he actually went to Tulsa, went, not with us, but like 10 years before us.
Wow.
So it's crazy. But yeah, so I was like, hey, man, you got your bulletproof vest? He's like, shut up. He's like, I'm taking one from a team. I'm like, you're going to take a bunch of bullets for a team is what you're going to do.
What do you have to do when they go to have a bowling tournament? Do you coordinate the tournament? You just make sure they have a bowling ball to each other?
I guess the Special Olympics has it set up. Like the actual Special Olympics, like Organization of Arizona has it set up.
The Arizona Special Olympics decides to meet at the 67th and Thomas Bowling Alley?
Yeah.
Yo, there's other ones around.
That's what I said.
What the heck is that?
Oh, is my package finally here?
Would you order?
It'd be great.
Would you
car parts?
Car parts?
Mm-hmm.
What car parts? Finally ordered that turbo for your car?
Yeah, that's right.
Should have gotten the turbo version, dog.
Good. I'm glad it finally came. Jeez, it only took forever.
Hey, man, at least it wasn't the thing from Russia that I ordered. It took literally 2 months to get it. Is that finally it? Yeah, I'll show it to you right now after I
So, bro.
And they're literally giving you money in my minute updates, huh?
Yeah. They're like, he's walking.
It's like down the street. We're now on 35th Avenue.
No, on 37th see, he's Avenue. Like, it's invalid number.
What, your address? So you're like, this address doesn't exist. I'm just going to keep this.
Yeah.
What is this again? Meth?
I'll have to email that place.
Resell this for parts?
So yeah. Well, the Special Olympics place is down in that area. Yeah.
Man.
So I guess they have just like all the different special people companies, and they just all meet down there. And by tournament, they just let these people bowl for 6 hours. That's all they do.
They're probably really good though, right? Like if you can get a special person to focus on a sport, they're probably really good.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to whoop your ass.
Yeah.
If you're like, hey, come here, Luke. I bet I can whoop your ass.
No. Like doing perfect 3-0. No, what is it, 305 or 301
like,
or whatever?
They're bowling 300s. They're like bowling 200s. They're going to whoop your ass. Just like if you get some of the dudes who are doing powerlifting and just Joe Small Street's like, I bet I'm stronger than this goof. No, you're not. First thing, special people are already stronger than you. I already proven that fact. I got science.
From the get-go.
Yeah, from the get-go. I got science that backs that up. And now we trained him to be strong and lift heavy objects?
You're screwed.
You're screwed, dude.
You're screwed. It's over.
He's just pushing cars over. It's like a mini Hulk. And you're over here just, oh, I'm stronger. No, you're not. Shut up. Sit down.
It is kind of crazy, though. You'll see like handicapped people that do powerlifting or weightlifting a certain way. Like you'll see some people that are, I think, like handicapped from the waist down. And they do bench press. And they're just hella strong. Like they're doing hundreds of pounds. And you're like, literally all the strength that you would have had in your lower body just went to that upper body.
Right.
Just,
that's what I'm saying.
I guess just years of just doing like presses with you know, pressing your wheel as you roll down the street. You're moving your wheels with your arms. Just strength. Yeah, man. Consistent.
Now, some of the stuff I'm not sure about, like basketball. I'm not sure if they're too good at that. But bowling, they are really good at that.
Well, bowling seems like a sport of just being able to be consistent in the way you throw it every single time.
Yeah,
because anybody can get one strike. But the question is, can you do that exact same movement over and over and over to do that strike like, over and over?
Golf is another one where they're really good at, too.
Golf is so boring. Golf, like, I would be the Billy Madison of golf, where I'm just trying to, like, shoot it as far as I can. Afterwards, I'm like, I'm done.
You're getting tennis rackets. Yeah, man. Just everything.
That's the only reason to go golfing.
Yeah, man. So, whoop, crap. Yeah, so that's that story. He came back. I was like, how was it? He was like, it was terrible.
He's like, I saw somebody get stabbed.
he's like, in front of me. He's like, there's so many companies there.
Companies?
Yeah, he calls them companies. Because all the different, like, special companies.
Oh, they go there.
Yeah.
Oh, they have sponsors.
He's like, there's so many.
I was like, what is it? Bang Energy Drink is over there? Just
so many groups there. He's like, there's at least 30 companies there. I was like,
they ran out the whole thing?
Yeah.
What happened to that social distancing thing? That went out the window?
Well, this was like a year ago.
Oh.
I was like, well, like, did you guys all fit in there? He's like, no, we didn't all fit in there.
Ugh.
If you remember that bowling alley that's right there.
Yeah.
It's kind of small.
Hey, what's the deal with here? We have to wear masks in the coming week?
Yeah.
Everywhere,
son.
Even driving?
No, dumbass. You don't got to wear it when you're driving.
That's what I heard.
Why would you wear it in your own vehicle?
People say things. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I should have ordered that mask from Etsy when I told you about it.
Oh, I got to order some right now so I can, have them. But yeah, you gotta wear them.
I want to get that Red Hood Oni mask and just wear that around.
Sure, you should wear a full mask.
Just like a full helmet.
What you gotta do is just one day be like, oh man, I forgot it. Just have a white pillow sheet and just be like,
oh jeez. this would be the wrong time to do that. That joke. You're gonna get stabbed or worse.
Wear a pink one for equality.
I'm so vigilant against racism, then I'm choosing to redirect racism into a positive.
I don't want the racism. I don't like it. It offends me. It offends me severely. Oh, but yeah, man. I was telling you earlier about our new thing, the stock market. Son, I'm in a stock market game.
You start investing money?
Mm-hmm. I have.
Well, how are you gonna find the proper stocks for you to invest in?
It's a lot of research. And by a lot of research, I mean at least 3 hours of research I did.
And what are you investing in?
There's one company in China that does experimental technology on people. I think you heard of it. It's like the Umbrella Corporation.
You're like, I'm investing a lot of money in them. You're like, if I invest 10%, they give me the vaccine for anything that comes out.
Yeah. So, no, but it's a company. They do like medical stuff. And then another one that does one my buddy was telling me about, which I was like, that seems like a good idea given the market right now. It's called Urban Something. I guess they're a black-owned company. Black people-owned company. I don't want to say a black company. That just sounds kind of shady. A black-owned company that does like radio sponsorships and stuff. Something like that. Telecommunications or something like that.
Hmm.
So I was like, all right. And that stock went up today. So I was like, all right, let's go.
How do you do it? You have like an app that does it for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So the app.
I can't imagine you're just walking your money down the street. I'd like to invest in your company. My money.
Like they did back in the day. They just hold the money up. They're like, I want this one. No. So yeah, the app tells you, like gives you everything.
I think Boski does something like that because I think he says he puts a couple bucks here and there on Pops. Like not buying Pops.
It's like, yeah, I know. That's a problem.
No, on...
we just talked about
on that. Pop Stock.
Oh.
Whatever that company is. Is it Pops?
Funko.
That's what it is. Yeah. I'm going to blame that stupid inability to pick up that name on my Oxy.
You're like, ooh, what's...
So what's that called?
What's Oxy? A Funko? Can I bang one?
Ugh. Is it squishy?
It can be if you want it to be. But yeah, man, so that's what we're doing.
There you go, dog. It's good you invest some money into some stuff and not just stuff that just sits in your room all day.
No, man. Put some money in there. And I put 100 because I had 100 for it. And I was like, I'm going to put 100. But then I was like, you know what? I probably don't need the whole 100. So I only put 30 in there.
One company or both companies?
No, on like all the companies I did.
Oh, okay.
So I got $30 in there, and we'll see what $30 goes. Because I'm not going to... My buddy went full cock in there. He's like, I got $100 on this stock and $100. I was like, whoa, okay.
You know what you should do? What we should do, because we're semi-invested, is dropping some money on some fights. You can probably make some good money if we pick the right fights at the right time. Sure. You can't pick like the main fights because those are always shit shows. But like if you pick some of the undercard stuff, you could probably make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one time that Donald Cerrone beat up that kid that nobody thought he was going to beat up. You know, just like that time Cerrone beat up Mike Perry. Remember nobody thinking Mike Perry was going to win? That was when you pick up some cash. Or like if you would have bet Gaethje versus Ferguson, dude, you would have picked some cash.
Yeah, you would have.
Amanda Nunes versus Cyborg, cash. Those are the big name ones. But my whole point is that we watch this stuff enough. We should probably find an easy way to just bet on a couple here and there.
We can make a good
can make a couple bucks here and there, you know what I'm saying? Pay for the Japan trip once we can go back to Japan without dying.
Yeah, you can never go. Never go back. So? It's over.
Think it's over?
It's over, son. You just have to do a virtual trip.
How long until that's a thing? Or you just have like a VR mask on and you're just like walking around?
It's like...
But I want like an exaggerated Japan. Like I want it to be like me popping into an anime.
Just get any One Punch Man was...
Dude, One Punch Man is terrible. Terrible. One Punch Man is for like the people that want to dip their toe into anime. But they're like, oh, I don't know if I like anime. What's a good one to start with? Try that one.
I guess.
It's not good. In fact, it's so not good. Because people have been hyping this for so long for me.
Yeah.
It's so not good that I'm willing to try One Piece now because it can't be any worse. It can't be any worse. One Punch Man is... I laughed about 5 times in those 12 episodes or whatever.
I saw the first episode, and I was like, this kind of... I didn't laugh, but I kind of chuckled. I was like, I see what you did there.
You chuckled, yeah.
I see what you did there.
And at first, I'm like, all right, man, how long can they keep this like gimmick going that he can literally murk everybody with one punch? I was done with it after like episode 2. Because the problem is like literally no dude can beat him. No dude. And even when a dude comes up and you're just like, damn, that dude's a badass. How's he going to kick that dude's ass? He still just beats him with one punch. And you're just like, well, okay, well, there goes all the mystery. Here goes all the mystery. It's like, there's no point. What's the point? What's the point?
Apparently that's what the point is that he's so strong.
Yeah, like he's trying to find a challenge.
Yeah, but I'm like, also, at any point, any of these people can be a challenge. Because, like, some dude from space is coming down, and you're telling me that's not a challenge?
Well, he's, like, killing things that are, like, skyscrapers. Yeah, it's like, the whole thing's weird. And, like, have you gotten to the episode where he's, like, he talks about how he got that good?
No, he said he just did, like, 30 or 100.
He does like 100 push-ups and 100 bodyweight squats, and he runs like X amount of miles a day, and that's his training, and he's gotten super strong.
Yeah, I was like,
I get what the funniness of it is, yeah, because it's so outrageous, and that's what anime is. But it's just not that good. I had people selling me on it. They're like, "Oh, you like Dragon Ball? Huh? Like, you should really see One Punch Man." And I feel insulted that anybody ever brought that up.
Dude, that's how I always felt. And I was like, "I'll watch it." And then I watched the first episode, and I was like, "Okay." You know when you tell a joke, you're like, oh, "I see what you did there."
Yeah, it's like that.
I'm not gonna laugh. I get it. It's not funny.
It's not good.
But I see what you did there.
Don't get me wrong. If you want to dip your toe in anime, it's kind of worth it. But honestly, dude,
watch Naruto if you
watch,
want to dip
watch
your...
Watch a regular anime watch and you'll have far more fun. Watch one of the
mainstream Naruto. Like, yeah. I'm not telling you to watch Fate Zero. Like, that's a hardcore anime.
A hardcore anime, yeah.
Watch Naruto.
It's just not a good anime because you're not getting a lot of it. Like, you're getting some of the quirkiness of the way they do like things. The
first episode was kind of, I will say, it was kind of funny because he was asleep. And then he had that dream where those things, those like mole monsters come out. And he was like, oh, I'm going to fight these. And he was fighting it. And then when he woke up and he's like, oh, shit, that was just a dream. And then he looks outside and he's like, oh, they're going to be here. And then it's just like a little like potato monster from the underground. I was like, okay, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, like this got the feel of an anime. But honestly, after watching it, it doesn't. It feels like a regular show. Like, it feels like an American-made anime.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You got to see... have you seen Seven Deadly Sins? You got to see that one. That was pretty good. That one's more anime than that one. But I assume they were both, like, American-made animes.
Yeah, I hear Seven Deadly Sins is good. Speaking of Fate Zero, Netflix apparently is doing a series where King Arthur is a girl. And I was like, oh.
Not connected to the Fate series?
Yeah, see, that's your first.
When you said that, I was like, isn't he a girl in Fate? But,
yeah.
But you mean like it's not connected to that show?
Yeah, see, that's what everybody on the comments, the first comment on that, because I don't know, I follow some website that was like, oh, Netflix is doing a take on King Arthur where it's a girl. The first comment was literally like, Fate Zero already did this. Like, this already happened. This isn't anything. And Fate Zero is like a 10-year-old anime. Like, this isn't anything new.
I just don't understand where that comes
from.
Like,
that's a game from like 20 years ago. Yeah. Like, it's a thing. It's been a thing.
I just don't understand where that comes from, because if you're not doing it for the anime, which Japanese culture is already notorious for switching genders on people. So that's common in Japanese culture, in anime. But to do it like an American show, like, what's the purpose of that? Are we doing this whole female empowerment thing again? Where they're like switching all the sexes and stuff like they did with Marvel a few years ago?
I guess. Remember how that didn't last long?
It's terrible. It's terrible.
It was stupid.
It's terrible. Female Iron Man, female Thor. Who are the other ones? There was essentially a point where there was all female like Avengers kind of thing.
Oh, female Wolverine.
female Wolverine. That's right. That's right.
I know that was a thing already. I don't know why we had to make it more of a thing.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And they were just, the characters just weren't, I had that rant before. It's like, it doesn't make sense that you would make female versions of male characters, because you should just empower the female characters to be as badass as the original characters. There's no reason why you should be taking, quote unquote, the power from the man to give it to the female. Why don't you just make really cool female characters?
And see, I'll give you the perfect example of that. I bet you when you watch Phase Zero, you never even question. You're like, yeah, King Arthur is a girl. We weren't even like, how dare they do that? You're just like, yeah, okay.
Let's I was do used it. To it, because there's a lot of animes where they bring like make female characters in the male. Because like I always tell you, like they always make Musashi a female for some reason. In every freaking anime, it's like Musashi's a female. I'm like,
there's nothing better than a big tit Musashi.
I'm like, Musashi's a literal historical character, a male historical character. But I'm like, whatever.
But
Miyamoto Musashi sells, right?
Sells.
That's what they did in Samurai Bride. That was another anime where it was like, it's all the females are like warriors, and they're based on Japanese historically accurate like samurai and generals, but they're all like females, you know, great proportions.
Has to be.
Like, because anime. Because like, anime.
Would you rather see that or a historically accurate anime with dudes with big schlongs?
If I had the choice. If I had the choice, right. You know.
Just like big schlong.
Ew. I'm like, I want the accuracy.
How does this help the story? It doesn't.
You're like, but when kids are involved, that definitely that helps. Oh, jeez. Helps retain the knowledge.
It's like, oh, we gotta sneak into this camp. I hope my big dick don't interfere. It's like, oh, my big dick hit the tripwire.
Like Nevi walking around like a weirdo. That's funny. I mean, that happens in anime though, right? Like the chicks, just their boobs or something just trips off the alarm. It's like, but normally we just look at that and we're like, ha 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 ha, that's funny. But now you put it in this context and people are like, what?
Yeah, man. You don't want the large weirdos? Member scraping the wall. It's like,
It's like a metal on metal sound. Yeah, like, it's like, why does it sound like two swords sharpening each other?
Yeah, that's nasty.
Gross.
Yeah, you don't want that. That's nasty.
Oh, dude. I had surgery the other day. No. I got to tell you about that.
Surprise, man. I was like, what? I'm like, he's going to die.
There's a point in me where I was like, man, you know, and I think when I was sitting there, so first of all, like I check in, right? It was a last minute thing and I literally went from work there and I was like, I'm overdressed for this because they give you a bag to put all your stuff in. And so you go check in, you do the whole thing, you go to the back and you're just in a room with a bunch of people. There's a curtain. They close the curtain. They're like, all right, take off your clothes and put this robe on. And I was like, how much of my clothes am I taking off? Am I taking off everything? I'm like, I'm going to assume you want everything taken off. And I'm like, all right. So, and then they're like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, you can come in. And I was like, whatever, I don't give a shit.
They're like, wow, that's a big sling.
You're like, wow, sir, good for you.
Are we doing surgery on that?
I'm like, yeah, we're just.
Yeah, you're taking off a tip of it to put on the tip of my finger. Sir, the circumference of that won't fit on your finger. Dude, it'll look like the bandage right like now.
Dude, that's pretty hilarious. I almost got to take a picture of this and put it on my Instagram so people know what we're talking about. That's hilarious. Look at this.
So we can't in good conscience do that to the female public.
Can you imagine if like one of your digits instead of a nail...
Looks like a kielbasa.
Dude, can you imagine if one of your fingertips is just a schlong?
Dude, that's horrible.
Can you imagine that? You flip somebody off.
It looks like a Taco Bell burrito on the end of your fingertip, sir. No.
Oh, that's pretty bad, man. That's also gross. They're like, oh.
It looks like two churros put together.
So anyways, so you go back there and they're like, I'm sitting there, dude. And that's when it really hit me. I was just like, man, I can't believe how much time and energy this stupid mistake has cost me. Not just that, also money, by the way. Mm-hmm. Also money. But I've yet to get a couple bills. Like, I'm sure those are going to be fun.
I gave them the alias Rick Sanchez.
I'm like, did Dick O'Reilly is here for surgery? They're like, what? Oh, did Dick O'Reilly is here for surgery? Sir, is that your first or last name? Both.
Listen, Dick, middle name O, last name Rye.
You're like, that's what I go by on my alias on the hub. So anyway, so I go back there and then I'm like, I get dressed or whatever. And then I'm just sitting there waiting and I'm like, this is when it really kicked in, when I was like, this is stupid, man. This is a dumb mistake. And then I'm like sitting there and then I fell asleep.
Wow.
I fell asleep. I was like, man, I'm going to take a nap. And at some point the surgeon comes in. He's like, hey man, you good? I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm just taking a nap. And then at some point they like wheel me back, which by the way, the anesthesiologist was like a used car salesman. Like he was like the slimiest dude ever. He was just like trying to sell me on whether or not I wanted the stuff that just numbs up my hand and just kind of loosens me up a little bit, or if I want the stuff that puts me out. And he was really trying to sell me on the stuff that puts me out. And I was like, I'll let him kind of decide what he wants to do. I don't care either way. To this day, I still don't know what he used. I think he just put me out, but I feel like they can charge more for the putting me out completely versus then just, you know, slightly anesthetizing my hand and then me looking away as they take like a belt sander to my same finger. You know what I mean?
Dude, that's horrible. You should have been like, no, put me out.
I don't know what they did. I'm sure they put me out, but
he's like, oh, I'm put you out.
you just
I need the room for 5 minutes.
Ew. All right. I'm like, why did I feel this grip strength on me for some reason?
They say your churro fingers.
Disgusting. No, but the dude was just slimy in the way he was trying to, like, you know, used car salesmen are always like, we should get the extended warranty. The extended warranty is the way to go. It's just, he was doing that kind of thing with the options.
Do you want the gas?
Ugh.
Why are you making predator noises? That's how I talk.
It's like I have a breathing murmur. But
the gas.
They take me to the back. At some point, everybody checks in. I'm good to go. And they just wheel me to the back. When I got wheeled into the back, dude, that's when it really started hitting me. I was like, this is so fucking dumb. I can't believe this mistake just cost me so much time and energy. And now I got to go under surgery. And I just remember the anesthesiologist in the back, and I'm kind of like, I need to keep an eye on this weirdo. And then the chick's like, you know, setting me up on the table. And she's like, oh, sit over here and lean your hand out here. And then she just puts this little thingy on my face. She's like, ah, breathe in. It's just oxygen. I don't think it was just oxygen. But she's like, they hooked up the anesthesia to my IV. And then she's just like, breathe in this oxygen. I don't think it was oxygen. I think that's just something they do to give you, relax you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And I just remember taking like a good 2-3 deep breaths of it. And you literally are out. Like it was like I was talking to you right now. And then if somebody just puts pause on my brain, and then just press play, and I'm like sitting in a bed again, like outside in the same area I was prepping for it. It's crazy. It's crazy how easily a drug can just pow out, like nothing, like no transition. Like, you know, when you're falling asleep and you're like, your eyes are closing, and you're like nodding off. You're like, no, I'm cool. I'm still watching this dad educate his two daughters. No. Right? You know what I mean? It's like you just kind of know that you zone out and then your head fops, and especially me, because, you know, gravity has a bigger toll on my head. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, whoa. And I'm like, oh, no, wait, I'm still awake, right? None of that. It was just click, done, you woke up. It's crazy. And then, you know, by the time I woke up, I must have been pretty good, because I felt pretty good. Like I wasn't. People are like always like, oh, you're going to be goofy or laugh. I didn't get any of that. I was just like, can I just go home now? And then that was it, dog. That was it.
Okay, so it was just outpatient procedure?
It was outpatient surgery, but it wasn't inpatient, so I didn't have to like stay in the hospital. Mm. It was outpatient surgery. They literally went in there, put me under, wheel me back, put me under, and I'm sure they just sliced it open, took a Ryobi belt sander and just grind a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how they catch all the not fibers, but all the dust from gathering everywhere, but they just sand it, and I think they just fold it back and just put a little couple stitches in there and good to go. And the first day I was like, dude, I don't feel any pain, I'm good. Also, they injected my hand with something that was like bloated, and it was like numb for like the full day. And then I was like, I think I'm gonna be good, man, because like the whole time that I literally had a piece of my finger missing, I took no painkillers. except one night because I was like, what if I have pain in the night? I want to sleep. But ever since then, I took nothing because I didn't feel anything. But I'll tell you what, the next day after whatever was in my hand wore out, that pain was kicking. Boy, that pain was kicking. I had to go to the, and then of course they prescribed my stuff like way across town. So I had to drive all the way over there, get that stuff, and then take it. And they gave me oxycodone. But they gave me such a small, dude, they are so, so anxious about that stuff now. They're so precautious. They take huge precautions that they only give me like 5 mils. I'm like, 5 mils? That's barely enough to form a pill. It's tiny, tiny, tiny little pills. And so, yeah, I've been taking those. And I mean, I don't understand why people get into those. I feel like...
Well, because they only give you 5. Normally, they give, like, higher doses.
Maybe so that's why.
They really want to just make sure they take your pain. You don't want to see, like, Goku sparring with you. You're like, hey.
You're like, it's light sparring, Goku. Just light today. I'm trying to heal up my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Because, like, I don't understand why people get into them. Because... It literally is just basically dull the pain away, and that's it. Like, I mean, every once in a while I get a little drowsy where I'm like, I need to take a nap. Like, I'm taking a lot of naps lately. I never take naps. But besides that, I was expecting to be all like, man, remember that one time that you and I went to outer space and we defended the planet from those killer bugs? Remember that?
That's just Starship Troopers. You're like, no, man, we did that. That was me and you, man.
Remember there's that alien bug? Like, and we had our friend Andy, who was like the smart guy who could speak to it. Remember that?
There's that one topless chick, and then we banged her probably.
In the shower, remember?
Something like that.
Communal showers. Don't you remember that?
Communal showers, awesome.
Remember Wreck-It Remains Stables was there? Remember that? You remember that?
It was awesome. It was good times.
Good times.
Then everybody died painfully.
Those are good. The cartoon, well, it wasn't a cartoon. It was like a 3D cartoon, yeah. Right? Whatever. That was far better than the movies, but it was still worth watching.
Yeah, sure was. It was good.
The movies are good. But anyways, that was my surgery story. Now I'm just waiting, dog. My big old thumb or my big old index. Is it index? No, that's the index. What's the middle finger?
Pointer.
No, maybe that's the point. Anyways, long story short, my middle finger, my flip-off finger, is healing. And I guess I just have an appointment in a few more, about a week. Damn, a week. And then I got to go in there and they're going to take off the bandages and I would imagine remove some stitches.
They're like, oh.
And then I'm going to send you some gruesome pictures and be like, look what the finger looks like, dog. Look what it looks like. Look what it looks like. I'm curious, though, because I've been getting some feeling around like my nail area. And I'm curious. I have a feeling that they might have just ripped that nail out. Because if you think about it, right? You saw the pictures, mm-hmm. Right? I mean, it just nicely just skimmed off that nail.
They might have, man. You'll grow a new nail.
I'll grow a new nail, but my whole point is that, like, they would have had to probably chop off some of that nail in order to, when you flip that skin over, to sew it. Because what are you going to sew it to? You can't sew it to the nail.
Maybe they sewed it right? to the nail.
You can't sew it to the nail.
Maybe they melted it to the nail.
No, I would imagine that they probably had to rip some of that nail out. Right. As long from my understanding is like, you know, the nail you could see at the very bottom of your finger there.
Mm-hmm.
The nail keeps going further back. And that's like the bed of the nail. See, this is why we're on the science section of the podcast. Right. So there's further nail in there. That's the bed. So as long as you don't damage that, your nail will continue to grow. So what they probably did is that all the visible stuff, they probably just chopped it and ripped it out. And then what they did is sand that bone down a little bit, take a few mils off, and then just flip it over and then just sew it to the part of the nail they chipped off. That way there's something to grab onto. Because I was thinking, I'm like, if they sand the bone and they flip it over, well, it's gonna, how are they going to stitch that top part of the nail? They can't do that. So I would imagine they took some of the nail off. When they take this off, dude, it's not going to be pretty.
It might be fine.
I mean, it's not going to be pretty for a while until that nail grows back. And then when the nail grows back, depending on how it grows back, like what if it grows back all jacked up? Goes back all sideways.
I say that's gonna be the thing, though. So you have to make sure it like is good and doesn't come out like a weird Wolverine claw or something.
It's gonna be fascinating to see how this goes. I almost came this close to posting the picture on Instagram, but then you know you saw it and then you were just like, nah, man, you should just not post that on Instagram.
Yeah, you need to throw that away.
Because it's pretty graphic.
It's not good looking, man.
I sent to Boski. He's like, ow, dang, you really messed up your finger. I was like, yeah, yeah. Metal blades will do that to our shitty, shitty bodies. It's like, you think you're tough, and then you start realizing that anything will kill you very easily. Hey. Anything. That's why when people like look at deer, and then they're just like, oh yeah, deer are just these soft little animals. I'm like, dude, if a deer comes at you with those antlers, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Because I don't care if they shed those things once a year. Those things are going to poke you like skewers and a Kobayashi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's crazy. So, note to self, be far more careful with power tools.
Speaking of, I'm playing that game Horizon after it finally downloaded.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How is that? The first one, right? Well, the second one hasn't come out yet.
And
I always wanted to play that one.
And, you know, it has metal deers and metal animals and stuff. Interesting, because those metal animals just whoop your ass real, real bad.
Yeah. What?
It's like they're one, animals. Two, made out of metal. Three, it's like you're a fleshy person who can't really do much
because
you're
never, a
fleshy person.
That's why I never understood why Mecha Godzilla even ever lost to regular Godzilla. You would think he just would whip regular Godzilla.
Because regular Godzilla don't give a fuck.
Regular Godzilla's a boss.
That's right.
Yeah, it's that looked like a good game because it was a fun kind of like a venture kind of open world thing, right?
Yeah, the only thing I don't like so far is the combat of how you fight these animals.
It's very what's that really really dark game? Something in the Colossus Shadow? Is it very like Shadow of the Colossus?
Kind of how you gotta sneak around like that.
Yeah, and you got like weak points on the animals and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just, I don't get enough time with the games. Like, I wish I had time. Remember back when I only remember this. I don't remember it anymore, what it was really like, what it felt like. But you remember when you were, like, in high school and you were bored?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what that's like. And nowadays, like, kids get bored for 2 seconds. I'm like, dude, you have tons of video games. You have phone video games that are constantly free. And you can constantly download them and do as much as you want on them. You got social media. You've got a number of different platforms streaming movies and series all the time. You have YouTube where you can learn shit. You can do and watch dumb shit. You can watch pirated shit. You can watch all kinds of stuff. I don't understand.
You have like 17 different places you can watch porn.
Exactly. And not just like back in the day, like you and I, where it was like, oh, let's just wait for a line to load.
No, it's
like,
no. Full blown.
This is HD. This is HD. I just don't understand how people get bored anymore. This Corona thing, like people, I get getting stir crazy. I get it. But go from your video games to YouTube. Go from YouTube to Netflix. From Netflix to go do some push-ups. From push-ups, go to freaking Amazon Prime. From Amazon Prime, go for a run. From a run, come back over here and do bodyweight squats. From there, go back over there and play some more video games. Like, I don't get it. Read a book.
Yeah, I was just going to say, on my way over here, and like this week, because, you know, school is technically out now, even though it's been out for a while.
Summer?
Yeah, for summer. You see, like, a lot of, like, just high school kids who, like, just graduated. And, like, even, like, kids who were in high school or still in high school, like, they don't got shit to do now because they're not in school. Like, even when they were in school, like, during the school year, like, they were doing shit online. Now they're just, like, out, not doing nothing. Like, I went to QT to get some drinks for everybody in my family. And there's just, like, a bunch of high school kids, like, hanging around there. I'm like, go fucking do something.
Your neighbor is going to get bad because of that. You know that, right?
Yeah, there's, like, so many schools
around there. It's gonna get crazy.
And then just right now too, when I was leaving, I was like, go do something.
Like, those kids have nothing to do, and those areas are gonna be prime for just debauchery.
Yeah, man. So I was like, what the heck, man? Like, go find something to do. Like, you know, obviously besides each other. I mean, I guess you're each other too if you really needed to.
Well, but, yeah, your area is going to get bad because there's Walmart's there, the QT's there. I mean, you got a lot of stuff. But anyways, that's it, man. Anything you want to let these people know?
Yeah, that's really it.
That's it.
Thanks, son.
It's craziness.
You did a good job.
I don't even know what we talked about. It's always random, the way it goes. Random stuff. All right, we'll see you guys, what, next Monday?
Yep.
Peace.
Later.